Some cooler shots of air are likely to come into the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through the coming week, but it won't be coming with much precipitation. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A cool front dropping through the region tonight and into the morning tomorrow will produce a little bit of rain and snow, might even have some very brief freezing drizzle, but this system will come through without a lot of fanfare. Now, we will look for the wind to switch around to the north, and it will blow through most of the day tomorrow and into tomorrow night, and there will be a few snow flurries and snow showers embedded with the wind, but none of that precipitation is going to amount to much. We will see the temperatures cool down though, and over a short period of time, a surface high pressure center will pass through the region on Wednesday and quickly abate from the region, and as we start to warm up Wednesday afternoon into Thursday, another reinforcing shot of cool air will begin to push into the region, and that will arrive on Thursday, and we'll expect it to come with some very light snowfall across parts of the region and increasing wind speeds once again. Now, this air mass is a little bit larger in size, and so it'll have a little bit of a greater bite as far as the cold air is concerned, and the wind will cause some wind chills getting down to maybe some extreme levels on Friday morning. We'll be watching that event fairly closely. It's still a few days away and may change somewhat. And we might pick up on a little bit more snow, but with the wind blowing, it's going to be very hard to measure. I would expect to see a trace to an inch or two of snow. For the most part, though, most of the significant snows this week will be in northeastern North Dakota and in northern and maybe a few west-central Minnesota locations. The farther west you are, the more insignificant that snow is likely to be. Now, the temperatures across the area today are going to be very nice, so get out and enjoy it. It'll be in the 30s and 40s most areas. You get down into the southeast corner and south central parts of South Dakota, you'll see some 50 degree temperatures, way above normal for this time of the year. Might even come close to 60 degrees in a spot or two. Now tomorrow, the first frontal system will begin to push into the region, but we're going to have our warmest temperatures in the morning, so we'll see temperatures in the 30s and 40s across the area. On Wednesday, though, a lot cooler. We'll look for temperatures in the teens and 20s with some 30s in the far southwest. And as we move on into Thursday, we'll warm up briefly back to the 30s and 40s, and then we'll get ready for the bigger surge of cold coming up Friday into the weekend with some single digits and teens possible in the northeast part of the region, while teens and 20s occur elsewhere. Our nighttime temperatures will get colder too, and by the time we get involved with that second wave of cold air, we're going to be seeing temperatures during the weekend bottoming out somewhere in the negative and positive single digits. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.